This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good morning to you all. It's Pastor Brian de Villiers. I'm so glad to be with you again this morning as we continue in our studies, the great New Testament conversions. And this morning, we're going to speak about the penitent thief from Luke chapter 23, and I'm going to read from verses 32 onward, and this is what it says. There were also two other criminals led with him to be put to death. And when they had come to the place called Calvary, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. And they divided his garments and cast lots. And the people stood looking on. But even the rulers with them sneered, saying, He saved others. Let him save himself, if he is the Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming and offering him sour wine, and saying, If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself. An inscription was written over him in letters of Greek, Latin, and Hebrew. This is the king of the Jews. Then one of the criminals who were hanged blasphemed him, saying, If you are Christ, save yourself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Do you not fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation? For we indeed justify, for we receive the due reward for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong. And then he said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, Assuredly, I say to you today, you shall be with me in paradise. And now it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over all the earth, and the ninth hour. And then the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was torn in two. We said this morning we want to speak about the penitent thief. In these verses before us, we have the moving account of a man who came to know the Lord Jesus Christ in his dying hour. The heart of the story is found in verse 42 of Luke 23. This is what it says in verse 42. Then he said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Verse 43. And Jesus said to him, Assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. And within the close proximity of these two brief verses, we have the urgent request of the man and the immediate response of the Lord. Here, the way of salvation through personal faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is made abundantly clear to every seeking soul. The story is a sublime one. We are reminded at once of the fact that our Lord was not alone in his death, for on either side of him was a transgressor. We need to hear that. If we turn back again to the Old Testament, and we turn back to Isaiah, and this is what we read again in Isaiah chapter 53. This is what it says to us. Isaiah chapter 53, and it says this. Verse 12, Isaiah, Therefore I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death. He was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many, and he made intercession for the transgressors. You got that? That speaks of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Our Lord's whole intention in coming into this world is that he might save sinners. Matthew 1:21, they will call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Luke 19:10, he came to seek and to save that which was lost. And in this incident, we see our Lord doing this gracious work of saving a lost soul. There are three reasons why this incident makes a special appeal to all of us. Number one, it's the story of the salvation of a bad man. Whatever we appear to be on the outside, or whatever we like to think about ourselves, we are in fact really bad people. We are sinners in the sight of God. And that's why Romans 3 verse 20 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." We've all sinned. We've come. Who's the glory of God? That's the Lord Jesus Christ. We never measure up to him. So we've all come short of it. And it tells us in verse 23, we've all sinned, come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. Isaiah 53 verse 6, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned each one to his own way. This dying robber was a bad man. He had broken the law of the land and had been condemned to death for that reason. We may therefore feel encouraged to know that salvation is available to bad people like ourselves. Number two, it is the story of a man who was saved in the 11th hour. He was saved within a matter of minutes before dying. Thank God, as long as there is life, there is hope. Do you hear that this morning? As long as there's life, there's hope. As long as a man can repent, he can be saved. And a man can be saved while he is dying. We read again from Isaiah 55 and verse 6 and 7. For the Lord has called him and says, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Let the wicked forsake his ways, the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." That's Isaiah 55, verse 6 and 7. And then the promise to us that the Lord will reach out to us. It doesn't matter, even if it's the last hour of life, the Lord will reach out to us, and that the Lord will save us. If we turn to John's Gospel, chapter 6, and this is what it tells us in John chapter 6, and we read there in John chapter 6, we read there from verse 37. This is what it says to us, verse 37. And all that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out. Isn't that wonderful? Those that come to him, says the Lord Jesus, by no means will be cast out. And this holds out until the moment of death. What a solemn thing it is to be so near to death and to be unsaved. But even at the point of death, one can be saved. Number three, it happens so simply, so quickly, so definitely. To begin with, this dying thief joined his friend in reviling on Jesus. They mocked him. We've read about it here this morning in chapter 23. We've heard about it. They said to him, "You saved others. Now save yourself." But the other answered and rebuked him, saying, "Do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. For this man has done nothing wrong." He knew that Jesus had done nothing wrong. But even at the point of death, you can be saved. Then suddenly, a change took place. He recognized who Jesus was, turned to him in repentance, and in faith received salvation. How quickly the Lord can reveal himself to a soul, and how quickly anyone can call upon him for salvation and receive the assurance of salvation. Because here we have it. He said to him, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Remember me." You see, these are three reasons, among others, why the incident before us this morning makes such an appeal to us. Now notice three things about the prayer of the man and three things about the answers of the Lord. Number one, the urgent request of the man. we have this recorded in verse 42. Then he said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. It tells us three things. His request shows us he believed in life after death. Quite obviously, as verse 42 shows us, this man believed that Jesus had a kingdom. He did not believe in the theory of annihilation. Then we go out like the snuff of a candle and we die. How foolish to think such a thing. Life would not make sense if it only held out hope for just a few short years of struggling and suffering down here on earth, and then we are gone. His request shows us he recognized, acknowledged Jesus Christ as Lord. It's a remarkable thing that this man, and this man alone, so far as we know, acknowledged Jesus as Lord at the time of his death. How did this come about? It came about by a spiritual revelation. You see, my friends, we need to come to a place when we have a spiritual revelation of who the Lord Jesus Christ really is. And if we turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 3, it says here, Therefore I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed. And no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. You got that? No one can say. Eventually, he saw the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And when we turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and we read this, and this is the account that we read here. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 4 to 6. Whose mind the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservant for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Isn't that a wonderful statement? The glory of God shines into our hearts. You see, there's darkness, but he shines the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ into our hearts to awaken us. Number three, his request shows that he believed Jesus Christ had the power to save him, and he asked him to do it. Lord, remember me. That is all, because that is all that is necessary. Lord, remember me. How wonderfully simple the way of salvation is. How easy it is for anybody at any time, in any place, to lift up his heart to the Lord and say, Lord, remember me. That's all you need to do. Say, Lord, remember me. When we turn again back to Romans, Romans chapter 10 and verse 13, this is what it says. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. The dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day. And there may I, though vile as he, wash all my sins away. But now take careful note of the three things we are told about the way in which this man's prayer for salvation was answered. The immediate response of the Lord. What was the immediate response of the Lord? Verse 42 of Luke chapter 23. Then he said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. 43, Jesus replied and said, Assuredly I say to you today, you shall be with me in paradise. We read that Jesus said three very definite things in response to the man's request. You shall be with me in paradise. It's important for us to notice that our Lord did not promise this man that he would go to some other place or any other place when he died. No, on the grounds of believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, he was told he would go to paradise. He would go to be with Jesus in heaven, where the soul is you see, we need to get that straight. We don't go to another place. There's no stopping place on the way. We're here on earth. And all we do when we die is we change addresses. That's all we do. We change addresses. That's what the gospel tells us. That's what the new covenant tells us. When you die, all you do, you change address from here to heaven. And when we die, we either go to heaven or hell, either to paradise or to perdition. Jesus gave this man the absolute assurance that he would go to paradise. You shall be with me in paradise. How wonderful to know this. Secondly, that what the Lord said was, you shall be with me in paradise. One writer has said that this man had breakfast on earth with the devil and supper in heaven with the Lord. So great is the grace of God that a guilty sinner can come back into fellowship with the Lord himself. It was not simply that Jesus promised this man that he would go to paradise, but that he said he would be with him in paradise. You shall be with me. That's what Jesus said. You will be with me. The robber would be with the Redeemer. What a wonderful salvation is ours. How wonderful it is to be with Jesus. How wonderful it is to know we're going to be with him in the end. We have a destiny in the end. Thirdly, and the third thing, our Lord said, today you shall be with me in paradise. So our Lord promised him immediate salvation and conveyed to him immediate salvation. It's the same thing that Jesus said to Zacchaeus that we spoke about last week. He said to him in Luke 19 verse 5, today salvation has come to your house. Today, this is the day of salvation. It's come to your house. Thank God. You can be saved now, at this very moment, not only today, but here and now. That's what the Word of God tells me. If I turn again, and I want to turn to 2 Corinthians quickly, this is what it tells me in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2. These are the words that we read here. For he says, in the word, in an acceptable time have I heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Let me point out something to you this morning. The only time we've got is now. We don't have the rest of the day. We're not sure what's going to happen. But we've only got now. This moment in time together that I'm speaking to you this morning, the only time we got is now. And Jesus gave the assurance to this dying thief on the cross next to him. Today, now, you will be with me in paradise. I want to close this morning with the story as told by Alistair Begg, who pastored a church until this year when he retired in America. He was a Scotsman that had gone to live in America. And Alistair Begg tells the story on the thief of the cross, like I've spoken to you this morning, how the thief on the cross said to Jesus, Lord, remember me. And Jesus said to him, today you'll be with me in paradise. And when the thief died, he went to heaven. And the angel asked him when he got there, what are you doing here? How come you here? And the thief on the cross says, I don't know. He said, did you go to Sunday school? He said, I've never heard about Sunday school. He said, did you go to a church meeting? He said, I've never been to a church in my life. He said, I don't know about this. I better call my superior. And so the angel called his superior, and the superior came to him and said to him, how come you here? He says, I don't know. He said, what do you mean you don't know? says, I don't know. He said, let me ask you a question. What do you believe about justification by faith? The man said, I've never heard of it in all my life. I don't know what you're talking about, justification by faith. The superior said, let me ask you another question, maybe a simpler question. How do you stand on the authority of Scripture? How do you stand on it? He said, I've never heard about Scripture in all my life. He says, well, how come you here? How come you here? What are you doing here? And the thief replied to the man, the angel, and he said to him this, the man on the middle cross said, I may come. That's why he was there. The man on the middle cross said he may come. And I submit to you this morning, if you say, remember me, Lord, you will be with him in paradise. How? Not because you've been to Sunday school, not because you tithe, not because you served in some church position, you're an elder, a deacon, or anything else. Not because you belong to a certain denomination, but you called on the name of the Lord. Remember me. And the man on the middle cross said, you may come. If you believe in Jesus this morning, put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you will receive him this morning, then you will be with him when you die in paradise. The moment a sinner believes and trusts in his crucified God, his pardon at once he receives, redemption in full through his blood. That's the only way we're going to go to heaven. It's because the man on the middle cross, we put our trust in Jesus, and because of Jesus' death on the cross of Calvary, he's paid the price for all our sins, past, present, and future. Because the man on the middle cross has written our name down in the Lamb's Book of Life, because of the man on the middle cross, when we die, we shall go to be with him. That's the promise of the Bible to each and every person listening to me this morning. Let's pray together as we end our study this morning. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this account of the man on the cross, that all he said to you was, remember me, Lord. And there are people out there this morning, they're in turmoil in their own lives. The light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ is now beginning to shine into their hearts. And they don't know what to say or what to do, but they can say to you this morning, Lord Jesus Christ, remember me. And if you say it and you believe it with all your heart, you shall be saved. And you receive Jesus Christ into your life as your own personal Savior. If you've done that this morning, then I can tell you on the authority of God's word, you've been born again into the family of God. If you need help in this, won't you contact Radio Cape Pulpit 021-180-5744. 021-180-5744. Or you can contact me, Pastor Brian, 021-552-4096. 021-552-4096. Monday to Thursday between 9 and 12. God bless you and encourage you today. The man on the middle cross says you may come. I thank you. Have a tremendous day.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.